Our story today is called The Canteen at North Platte, from Bob Green. 10 days after the Japanese attacked Pearl Harbor, residents of North Platte, Nebraska, heard a rumor that soldiers from their town, part of the Nebraska National Guard, Company D, would be coming through on a troop train on their way to the West Coast. About 500 people showed up at the train depot with food, gifts, letters, and love to give the boys. When the train showed up, it was not the Nebraska National Guard, Company D, boys on board. It was soldiers from the Kansas National Guard, Company D. The North Platte residents decided to give out their gifts to these soldiers they did not know. It was a spontaneous act of genuine devotion that touched both the soldiers and the people who came to the depot that day. A few days later, a 26-year-old woman named Ray Wilson wrote a letter to the editor of the local paper recounting the profound experience they'd shared that night. She then suggested the town organize a canteen so they could do something similar for every troop train that came through. She offered to lead the effort as a volunteer. For the next 4.5 years, the people of North Platte and surrounding communities met every troop train that came through their town. Every day, they prepared sandwiches, cookies, cold drinks, and hot coffee. They had baskets of magazines and books to give away to the soldiers and snacks for the train. There were even birthday cakes for anyone having a special day. And they did this, some days, for as many as 8,000 soldiers and sailors. The statistics are staggering. By the time the last train arrived, April 1st, 1946, 6 million soldiers had been blessed by the North Platte Canteen. 45,000 volunteers had served faithfully till the war was over and most of the troops had been transported home. The residents of North Platte were that dedicated to doing whatever they could to help win World War II and serve the soldiers. Christians should be even more committed to serve the Lord any way they can. Matthew 7:12. So in everything, do to others what you would have them do to you. For this sums up the law and the prophets. Thanks for joining us on the Glenn Story Corner podcast. Hear Glenn Story Corner live at 6:55 a.m. Central on the Relevant Radio Network. And if you have a Glenn Story Corner suggestion, email us at morningair@relevantradio.com.